You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
When Super Typhoon Hagibis started to head towards Tokyo, Rugby World Cup organisers were scrambling to check the weather forecasts. And in an unprecedented move, the fixtures between England and France and Italy's clash against New Zealand have been cancelled. The decisions means that England will now almost certainly meet Australia in the quarterfinals, while Italy's admittedly slim chances of reaching the last eight are over. Former Wallaby star Mark Ellis says he's concerned, but has little sympathy for World Cup organisers.
Because it seems ridiculous that they're holding an international event, you know, once in every 4 years in typhoon season. Come on, they've got a better excuse than that. I mean, one thing you can't control is the weather, and so they must have known exactly before it started what the weather patterns are, and certainly to even have it remotely close to the typhoon season is ridiculous.
It certainly gives England and France an important advantage heading into the knockout stages. England's coach Eddie Jones is anything but disappointed about the cancellation.
Bit of light training Friday, have a good hit out Saturday, have some beef Saturday night, few beers, and get ready for the week ahead. We're not concerned at all. We're excited. Who would have thought we'd have, you know, two relatively easy games, one tough game, and then 2 weeks to prepare for a quarter final? So someone's smiling on us. The typhoon gods, maybe.
The defending champion All Blacks won't be too concerned at missing a game that could have cost them an injury or two, but they may have been hoping to give some of their underutilised players, such as Brodie Retallick, a run. Sydney FC will begin the defence of its A-League title against Adelaide United on Friday night. The home side will be boosted by the signing of former Socceroo James Troisi from Melbourne Victory. Although Troisi only joined the club last weekend, he's expected to play some part in the match. Sydney FC coach Steve Corica says he's expecting a tough start to his side's title defence.
Yeah, we went and saw him against Central Coast, up at the coast. They played well. They got good attack and, you know, some pace as well, which we have to be careful of. And, you know, we've obviously done our research on them, and we've worked very hard this week to prepare for them, and looking forward to Friday night for a big game.
For many of the international players taking part in the 18 Women's BBL T20 cricket competition, Cricket Australia's plan to introduce paid maternity leave into the players' contracts for the first time will no doubt lift spirits. The players are gearing up for next week's season start with practice matches taking place over the weekend. And for the first time, the women will be playing in a standalone season away from the glare of the men's game. Brisbane Heat wicketkeeper Beth Mooney says that's a great thing.
It's a good opportunity for us to have some clear air and not compete with any other sport or the men's Big Bash. It also presents a really good opportunity for us to showcase our talent. We probably have been hiding in the shadow of the men for a little bit, but to just have a standalone event where we're in prime time viewing for people is a really exciting opportunity for us.
In netball action this weekend, Australia will be out to gain revenge against New Zealand. Diamonds head coach Lisa Alexander has made it clear that after losing their world title to New Zealand's Silver Ferns in July and the Commonwealth Games title to England last year, the time has come to start winning trophies again. Game 1 is in Christchurch on Sunday, followed by the second match in Auckland on Wednesday. The series then moves to Australia for the final 2 matches in Sydney and Adelaide next week. And at the Bathurst 1000 supercar race on Sunday, Craig Lowndes will go in search of closing to within one of its idol's record wins at the famous race. Australian motorsport legend Peter Brock won 9 times at Mount Panorama, while Lowndes last year clinched his 7th. This time, however, he'll do it as a co-driver after retiring from full-time racing and joining Jamie Wincup as his co-driver this year. After a practice round, Lowndes says his Holden car can get even better over a track he loves more than any other.
It's the best track in especially Australia, but around the world. And when you get a car that hooks up fairly well, it's not perfect yet, but a couple of little moments across the top. But getting back into the swing of things, getting the car to flow more. The car's nice across there. We just got to balance up the low speed mid to exit. I'm just trying to get on the throttle, and it's just sort of a bit snappy, a bit lively.
A win would be the pair's 4th victory at Mount Panorama, and they'd become the only men in history to have teamed up for 4 titles. And also in motorsport this weekend, the Japan F1 Grand Prix takes place almost 400 kilometres away from the expected path of Typhoon Hagibis. Standings leader Lewis Hamilton can edge closer to a 6th world title with victory. Teammate Valtteri Bottas is still within reach of mathematically stopping Hamilton claiming the championship. Although another big result for the Briton in Japan, and he could well be crowned champion in Mexico for the 3rd year in a row. John Baldock, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.